mix.
Welcome to In The Mix here on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. I'm your host, Paul Mex, and I'll be with you for the next 55 minutes, spinning some tunes, many of which I grew up with, and we'll also be hearing from Rachel.
Hello, this is Rachel Junty, and I'm going to be talking about the trials and tribulations of being a new mum.
I'll also be talking to local celebrity and Juice FM presenter, Andrea Fox, about her experience running the Brighton Marathon. Kicking off this week's show is a little bit of fun. Here is the Downliner Sect.
Step right up, folks, see you lead you to the famous dance of the pyramids. She walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks. I went and bought myself a ticket and I sat down in the very front.
Little Egypt by the Downliner Sect, opening up today's In The Mix here on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM with me, Paul Mex. And the Downliner Sect were a British band formed in 1963. They were knocking around the same time as the Yardbirds, the Pretty Things and the Rolling Stones, but they didn't quite see the same kind of success that those bands had. And I had that as a 7-inch when I was a teenager, and I'm not actually that old. It's a little bit before my time, but I don't really know why I had it. One of those records that mysteriously just appears in your collection. Don't get me wrong, I think I bought it, but it was one of those impulse buys. And back in the 70s, you could actually impulse buy on records because they were pretty inexpensive. And just if the cover took your fancy, it wasn't going to break the bank if you bought it. Those were the days, as Mary Hopkins once said. And as we kick the show off with that kind of 60s flavour, we're going to move on to an artist called Kim Fowley. Now, Kim Fowley is primarily known as a songwriter, producer, and he's worked with everybody you can think of, from Slade to The Runaways, everything in between, including even myself. I've written a few songs with Kim Fowley and co-produced some songs with him on one of his 90s albums called Let the Madness In. He's an intriguing and very interesting character, and that's all I'm going to say. We'll leave it at that. But I'm going to play a track from his 1977 album called Living in the Street. I don't know if the songs are actually recorded in the 70s. They got a very 60s sound to them on this album. And the song I'm going to play from this album is called Born to Make You Cry.
Everybody turn up your radios. Everybody get ready. This is it. I am above the sky.
will teach you how to fly. I'll explain to make you cry.
Kim Fowley with Born to Make You Cry here on In The Mix Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. I'm Paul Mix, spinning records that were played as a backdrop to my youth. And Kim Fowley was from LA, which brings me neatly on to LA Woman, The Doors album. And track two on The Doors album, LA Woman, is called Love Her Madly. It was written by Robbie Krieger, their guitarist. What more can you say about The Doors? Everybody knows everything about The Doors, or maybe they don't. But everybody knows about Jim Morrison, I'm sure. But this song, Love Her Madly, as I said, was written by the guitarist. It was about his girlfriend of the time. She was quite a live wire, apparently, but she ended up as his wife. So enough nonsense chat for me. Here is The Doors with Love Her Madly.
Say, buses seem to be on the mark.
Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, in the mix with Paul Mex.
The Doors with Love Her Madly, and this year sees another jubilee. Around 35 years ago, the Sex Pistols wrote God Save the Queen. It was a number one record, but it has been said that the powers that be rigged the chart and actually made it go to number two. And when you went into a menu of a record store back in the day of 1977, the number one record, said Rod Stewart, the number two space was just a black mark. The Pistols were seriously banned, and even the name Sex Pistols seemed to bring terror and fear to the establishment. I somehow remember it like it was yesterday, and I'm always banging on about it and bore my friends silly, because at any opportunity I like to talk about punk. I lived through it and it shaped me beyond belief, so it's consistently there. And back in 1977, it was really, really difficult to hear the Sex Pistols on the radio. Nobody would play them, and you certainly nobody would play God Save the Queen, but we're going to play it now. It doesn't bring fear and terror into people's lives anymore. It's just a good pop record with a meaning that still resonates today, especially in broken Britain, where this recession remains and so many people are in such hardship, and it is really hard for your average person to keep their head above water. So it could be argued some things never change. So this record is still relevant, and it does give me the opportunity to play it and talk about it again, because we got another jubilee coming up and the Pistols are re-releasing God Save the Queen for it. I don't know whether it's actually the Sex Pistols releasing this or their record label Universal, who've just bought their back catalogue, but who cares? Here's God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. Happy Jubilee Year.
Hi, I'm Glenn Matlock, and you're listening to In the Mix. Don't go away.
Moron! Potential hate bomb! listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, and this is In the Mix.
Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, and this is In the Mix.
So I've just had lunch al fresco with the beautiful Andrea Fox from The Other Side. When I say The Other Side, that doesn't mean the dark side, that doesn't mean the 666 side, it doesn't mean from Satan's Den, it means from Juice 107.2. Okay, who are of course our friends.
Yeah.
You're on The Breakfast Show, aren't you, Andrea?
I'm indeed on The Breakfast Show, 7 till 11, Monday to Friday.
But don't tune on Thursdays, tune in to Reverb. Enough joking, we've just had lunch. Summer's coming, isn't it?
It's beautiful, gorgeous weather, and it was gorgeous weather on Sunday as well when I ran the Brighton Marathon. I've still got my Brighton Marathon 2012 medal on around my neck. I wore it to a gig last night as well.
Are you ever going to take it off?
No, I don't think so. I'm so proud of me.
And you texted me the night before and you said that you were kind of really nervous because you've never run a marathon before, have you?
No.
But when you said you were really nervous, is that you were nervous you weren't going to make it, you were going to start walking halfway through? What was the actual nerves about?
It's just such a big deal. You're lining up with 9,000 other runners and everything's been building up to this point. I've been training for months and months and months, and I just didn't want to pull up with an injury and have to walk it or kind of ruin it for myself. And actually, I enjoyed it absolutely tons. It was so much fun.
When you were training, you never actually ran a whole marathon, did you? It was just literally was training.
No, they say you should try and take your miles up and then take them back down again so that your legs are rested in time for the marathon. But I had only really done 13.1 miles, which is the half marathon. And on the same day, I'd then gone and run an extra hour. But that's as far as I'd gone. So it was totally new to me running for 4 hours and 14 minutes and covering the 26.2 miles on Sunday.
And was there a point when you was running where you felt that you couldn't go on, or did that not enter the equation at all?
I struggled a little bit at mile 22, which is out by Shoreham Power Station, which literally stinks. It was horrible.
Isn't that where Fatboy Slim lives?
Yeah, you know what? And Adele as well. I gave her a shout, but I don't think she was in. But the crowd, the volunteers, they really do carry you, and it was just so much fun. Getting high fives off kids and having people shout out my name and spotting my friends that come out to watch. It just all just G'd me on so much. It was brilliant. It was 4 hours and 14 15 minutes, which is pretty much what I was hoping for. I was hoping maybe a little bit closer to 4 hours, but I definitely wanted to finish in under 4.5. And so yeah, it was great.
There is that famous runner, was it Paula Radcliffe, was that her name? She went to the toilet halfway through, didn't she? Did you want to go to the toilet?
Oh, bless Paula Radcliffe. No, I didn't have any loo breaks at all. I didn't need them. But my friend, who was running dressed in a blue 70s ABBA-esque onesie, he stopped for a toilet break and then he couldn't get back off the toilet. His legs had seized up so much. So it was full of interesting little anecdotes, I think, everyone's marathon.
A few days on now, do you still feel stiff?
Yeah, my calf's stiff, I've still got a blister, my thigh is stiff, can't walk downstairs, but it was all worth it. And it'll be all right.
And will you do it again?
I'll definitely volunteer and I'll definitely run a marathon again.
There's definitely a hesitancy there.
I'm definitely not going to be doing it again next year, because it's just, if you want to do it and finish it and enjoy yourself and not hurt yourself, you've really got to put the training in, and that's tough. But, you know, it was all really to raise awareness and raise money for the charity I was running for, which is the White Hawk Inn. It sounds like a pub, it's not a pub, it was once a pub, it is based in Whitehawk, as the name suggests, and they just help people who maybe need a little bit of extra training before they get back into work, need advice on benefits, just need a bit of advice and support in all kind of walks of life, really.
And how did you get involved with them?
I was contacted by someone who was working for the charity and asked to run the Brighton Marathon for them, and I kind of wanted to make sure that I ran for a local charity that needed some publicity that I could kind of make a difference to.
So had you not run before and they kind of literally contacted you, being the local celebrity that you are on Juice FM? You hadn't run before, so this literally was your first time?
My first and possibly my last ever marathon. It was great fun though. I've done the Brighton Half Marathon 2 times now, so I had done some running, but as you might imagine, Brighton Half Marathon is only half of the actual marathon distance, as the name suggests. So yeah, it was always going to be a tough slog to do the full one.
And of course, even though you've run the marathon and achieved it, people can still give, can't they? And how do they do that?
They can. If you're feeling generous, head to virginmoneygiving.com/AndreaFox and you can donate there, as you did, Paul. Thank you very much.
Small contribution, but I am poor.
Don't worry, gift aid boosted it up a little bit.
I noticed that. That's good, isn't it? Because whatever you donate, there's a percentage, so you're actually donating more than what you're actually really donating. None of that made sense, did it? But
no.
Maybe you can explain it in sort of...
gift aid. The government will give the charity some money if you give them some money, basically, so
right,
to boost your contribution. So I think with gift aid, it's up to over £1,500. So we'll see if that key continues to go up. I hope so.
Well done, Andrea, and thank you for coming over to the other side, being the Radio Reverb side. Well done for running the marathon, and well done for raising the money for the White Hawk Inn. If you want to still donate to Andrea, you can.
It is virginmoneygiving.com/AndreaFox, and if you ran the Brighton Marathon as well this year, congratulations, well done. And if you're tempted to do it at all, I highly recommend you sign up and try next year.
What record do you want to hear now?
I want to hear Ollie Murs. No, I'm kidding. Are you allowed to play something really loud and heavy?
Listen, yeah, we are Radio Reverb. We can play anything we want. We haven't got those silly playlists that you have or suck up to our advertisers. We can do anything we want. Freedom. Can you imagine that?
I'd just like to point out, I love all of our advertisers and all of our music. You're listening to Radio Reverb. I'm Andrea Fox. Here's Eye of the Tiger.
We'll be right back.
Survivor here on In The Mix, Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. I'm Paul Mix, and the lovely Andrea Fox survived the marathon. Well done to her, and all the other runners who took place, raising lots of money for charity. Now, back in the late 70s, there was a band called The Vibrators, and I was just sifting through my record collection, and I found this one. It's called Disco in Moscow, and my mate was the lead singer in The Vibrators for a little while. His name's Kipper. I haven't seen him for a while, although he did email me recently. He used to be my neighbour as well. My mum and dad still see him. He lives in Watford. And speaking of Watford, I went to the Amex Stadium the other day for the first time to see Brighton versus Watford. Watford were doing very well. It was 2-0 at half time, but Brighton came back and forced the game into a draw. First football match I've been to for 15 years. Brighton Hove, where I now live, playing Watford, where I used to live. But back to the story. My mate Kipper, he was the lead singer of the Vibrators, so he's singing on this record. In the early 80s, he went off on tour to America, and he was a bit strapped for cash, so I lent him some cash, and he left his guitar with me. Anybody who knows anything about guitars, it was a Washburn A20, and he left it with me in case anything happened to him, kind of security in lieu of the money I'd lent him. And when he came back from America, I'd actually fallen in love with the guitar, so he said, do you want to keep it? And I did. But recently, all these years later, I sold it. I got a very good price because I'd managed to buy my dream guitar, which was a Gibson SG. I waited 38 years to get one. So without further ado of boring you with all this nonsense trivia of my life, I should really just get on and play the music, because you don't want to hear the story of when I went to Russia. So here is just Disco in Moscow by The Vibrators, featuring Kipper on vocals. This is Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, and the show you're tuned into right now is In The Mex, and I'm Paul Mex. And that song was Disco In Roscoe by The Vibrators, featuring my mate Kipper on lead vocals. Kipper's one of those kind of chaps that just remained ever youthful. He's in his 50s now, but he still looks like he's 21. There's very little difference from when I first knew him back in the 70s to how he looks now. As the rest of all our mates got older, Kipper's face just stayed exactly the same. It's amazing. Some people have all the luck. Although I haven't seen Kipper for a while, he is one of my Facebook friends. I still do get to see what he's up to and how he looks. And as I said before the record played, my mum and dad still see him. He keeps threatening to come down to Brighton, but he hasn't come down yet. But there was another band that were kicking around when The Vibrators were kicking around, and they were called The Boys. They never really had any chart success, but I really like The Boys. Some of the lyrics are a little bit cheesy, a little bit corny, but they were a fine band. And like I said, I've been sort of looking through my record collection, and I came up with this one. This is I Don't Care by The Boys. I don't care. No, I do really, but that was The Boys with I Don't Care. And an artist that I absolutely adore and love has a new album coming out very soon, and right now she has a single that's recently been released. I'm talking about none other than Patti Smith. And although it's not April the 1st, we're still in April, and this is called April Fool. Come, you're the only one.
the art of the bee.
97.2 FM in the mix.
Hello, this is Rachel Junty, and I'm going to be talking about the trials and tribulations of being a new mum. So this week, I am going to talk about meeting up with friends and topics of conversation. Before I had my daughter Amelia, I have quite a few friends who don't have kids, and I always remember thinking, I'm not going to become one of the friends, you know, that has a baby and then all they talk about is their baby, and you know, I'll still be able to talk about all the things that we normally do. And then you kind of have a child and then that becomes the center of your life, and I found that really hard. So like, I'd meet up with friends and when they asked me questions about what was going on, you know, the only thing that's been going on in my life is all around Amelia. You know, when they ask me how I'm feeling, if I was struggling to give Amelia solids for dinner time, that's what I'd talk to them about, because that's my life. And kind of like, you start to realise just how much your life starts to revolve around your kids. And so I felt that it was really important to make sure that I had stuff that was just specific to me. And so I looked at a couple of classes and I tried to go twice a week and just do something really just for me. And I'm not saying that that gives me many topics of conversations with my friends. And that's still a struggle. And you do sort of feel this pressure. So every time I go to meet my friends who are childless, I do sort of feel this pressure as I'm going there and traveling to think of things that I'm going to say that don't revolve around my daughter. Sometimes as a mum, you just put pressure on yourself. I think the reality is, as much as I didn't think I'd become like that, it's how it is. You know, your kids are your life, and that's what your topic of conversation will always be, whether they're sick, whether they've done something new, like taking their first steps, or they've started saying a word, or, you know, that is my life and that's what I'm going to be talking about. And you just hope that your friends understand and that they are absolutely fine with it. So at the end of the day, I think I just accept that that's how things are, and there are things you think before you have kids and it's not necessarily the way it is afterwards. So this is Rachel and I'm signing off, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Rachel, for telling us what it's like being a mum and the trials and tribulations that go along with that. You are listening to In The Mex here on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM with me, your host, Paul Mex. And if you think things are all a little bit of a roller coaster, put love into the equation and then you get Love Roller Coaster. Here is the Ohio Players. the Ohio Players with Love Roller Coaster. And we're going from a roller coaster to a train, maybe two trains, because it's train by a very underestimated band known as the Count Bishops. Bishops with train, and it's time for me to get my train out of here. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of In the Mix with me, Paul Mex, right here on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM and online at allthews.radioreverb.com. If you want to get in touch with the show, go to allthews.inthemix.co.uk, but I better board that train before it's too late. And here's a little bit of a record from the not so far away past. I'm sure this song will conjure up memories for you. I'm going to leave you with Robert Miles and Children. See you next week.
Mix.